Hey guys, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. Today I want to talk about three things only, and they're almost totally unrelated. I'm not supposed to do this on video, but I noticed when I turned the camera on that I've got this library behind me. And if you're like me, you try to read over my shoulder and see what books I'm reading, what's he up to. I hate it when people do that. I look at videos and on their nightstand they have in the background, I'm trying to read the books they're reading. And you see that they purposely place the books to impress you with what they've been reading lately. And I realized if I was to tell you what's on this bookshelf, I would tell you, I am reading deeply The Velveteen Rabbit. This is not my business bookshelf. There's nothing but horse books and stuff like that. All my business books, this is my library here. This is my library, my Kindle. And one of the books I'm reading is called The Code of the Extraordinary Mind. It's written by Vishen Lakhiani from Mind Valley. I recommend this book, The Code of the Extraordinary Mind. That's not why I'm making this video, but I just wanted to talk about the funny library behind me. Don't bother looking at the titles. You won't get anything out of it. The second thing I wanted to talk about was the title of this video, and that was how to be independent and not be an ass. How do you be an independent, confident man and not be an ass? A lot of guys don't understand it when I say it's possible for two things to coexist. That is, that you can care deeply about the thoughts and fears and feelings and dreams of other people. You can care deeply about that while at the same time not giving a crap what they think about you and your values and your mission. It sounds counterintuitive, but I'll say that again. An independent man can care deeply about the thoughts and feelings and fears and dreams of others while simultaneously not giving a crap what they think about him, his values, and his mission. And I say that's important because the other night at the men's group meeting, we were talking about what independence really is. Really, we were talking about three different types of relationships: the codependent relationship, the interdependent relationship, and an independent relationship. Well, when I talk about relationships, I'm not talking about people being independent and not interdependent. We can talk later about codependence and interdependence. When I talk about independence, I'm not talking about the relationship. I'm talking about the necessity of each partner to have a very clear picture of who they are and what they want and what they believe and where they're going. We call them principles. And one of the books I have you read, one of the books in my Kindle, is Hold On to Your Nuts. What are your non-negotiable, unalterable terms? Wayne Levine goes into detail. I recommend that book. So how do you become an independent man without being a jerk? It's a way of thinking. It's a way of holding your perspective and your philosophy in life that I can know who I am. I can know what I believe. I can know what I want for myself and what I expect of myself, and I can operate independently of other people's expectations of me. I can operate independently of the approval and validation that I might be seeking from others. That true independence comes from a self-reliant source inside your body that says, I am good enough. This is going to sound like I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. No, I'm not talking about that kind of self-reliance. I'm talking about an inner knowing, a spiritual confidence that you have, that you have figured out who you are, what you stand for, what you believe, and what it is that you want in life. What do you intend to create? What do you expect of yourself when nobody's watching you, your character? And where are you going? What kind of vision do you have for what you're creating, and what is your current mission? That type of independence is what allows a man to give generously in a relationship. That type of independence allows him to love out loud, to speak freely, to be generous in his appreciation and connection with another person in an interdependent relationship. It's because he's giving from a place of inner well-being. He's not giving to get. He's not seeking to get affirmation and approval and acceptance from outside himself because he knows inside he's okay. That is the strongest kind of relationship you can have when both people come from that place. Yes, I know your partner may not be at that place right now. There is a tendency for partners to blame each other for feeling scared and unaccepted and disapproved of. But the work I want to do with you is the work of knowing that first things first. You have to lead yourself. You have to decide that I am a man who's going to clearly define who I am. What do I expect of myself and for my life? What do I want in life? What do I want to create? And where am I going? What is my vision for getting there? What's my plan? So that's what I want to help you with. That's the third thing I want to talk about is one way to do this. You could do it by getting involved in my community on Facebook. You can give me a call and we can have a free chat. I put together the Confident Man Ranch Retreat this month, April 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. It's a three-night, four-day retreat in Loveland, Colorado. One thing we're going to be talking about there is, four things we're going to be talking about. The 4 days are broken up to do four things. We're going to connect with each other at a very deep level to understand who we are. We're going to share with other men what it is we want and where we're going. We're also going to start setting a vision. We're going to communicate what is the vision we have for creating what we want. What are some of the barriers that we're facing right now, the roadblocks that make us feel like we can't get what we want and that maybe we'll never get there. On the third day, we're going to talk about insights and distinctions. We're going to talk about things that we're learning at the retreat, things that we're discovering from other men, things that they'll discover during some of the demonstrations and horse exercises we're going to be doing. Some of the insights that will make a guy say, you know what, I know what I've been doing wrong. I know what has been holding me back. I know why I've been afraid or tentative or uncertain in saying what I want to say or going for what I want to go for. The fourth day, we're going to talk about commitments. We're going to talk about what we learned over the 3 days, and we're going to look at each other in the eye, and we're going to talk about how does a guy go forward? How do you take what you've learned and take some of the insights you've had about things you want to do differently in your own body, in your own mind? And how are you going to do that? How are you going to go from this incredibly fun, amazing experience of a ranch retreat where you feel empowered and bold and confident, and then you go back to the old world where everybody's the same? That's going to be an amazing day on the fourth day when the guys decide that I am a new person, I have a new way of looking at things, and I know I can go back into my old world where nobody else knows what's going on inside of me, and I can carry myself differently because now I know who I am. I know what I want, and I know where I'm going. And he's going to be able to carry himself in the older world he goes back to start changing things in his life, changing his circumstances by changing his energy, changing the reactions he gets from other people by changing the way he responds to them. This is what the retreat's about, and I'd love for you to join us there. It's going to be a blast. I've got two more spots available for that. And if you want to know more about it, go to the link on this video or in this email that you may be watching it in. Find out more about it. I'd love to have you there. It's going to be an amazing time. And thanks for watching today. I appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye.